This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
So, Mecca, we've got Catherine Barrett in the studio. Good morning, Catherine.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
And this really is a great subject. You in here. Celebrate ageing, because Tass made reference to my age before that I was 12 years younger than Cher, which actually is quite true.
And yes, often, it is true, Mecca.
And often, you know, with age, we all, in some way, have, I won't call it discrimination, but perhaps it is about age, and we don't always think about how old we are ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so
I think it's the one form of discrimination that if we all live long enough, we experience.
Well, my father used to say you should not throw off at old age. It's a privilege that may be denied you.
Absolutely. There are a lot of people that don't have the privilege of ageing, and I think if we celebrate our own ageing, we will transform our own lives.
Now, we've also got Douglas McManus on the phone. Yeah, turn him up.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, good for an old bloke. I'm celebrating it.
You're celebrating it. You said, well, then that's great. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So, Catherine and Douglas, you're both working on this great initiative. Tell our listeners what it's all about.
It's all about celebrating your ageing and building respect for older people.
And how are you doing that?
We are doing that by hosting a two-day festival. On that very theme at the St Kilda Town Hall next Tuesday, Wednesday. We're trying to make it really interesting for people and really get people thinking. So in place of the traditional kind of conference networking event, we have a fashion parade and all the models are 65 and over. And we've got a series of six runways.
Sorry, Macca, you don't qualify.
I know,
yes.
I'm too young.
You're too young.
I'm too young, but that's what I can anticipate.
Let's
the
wait
future.
5 years.
I can anticipate the future. Yeah, well, you're not far behind, Dale.
So the fashion parade is attracting a lot of attention. People are really excited. And I think people look at the elders on the catwalk and just go, I feel hopeful for my own ageing.
Yeah.
That's really exciting stuff. And we wanted to get together a group of LGBTI elders for the runway.
Wow, that's awesome.
And the very gorgeous Douglas McManus said, I'll help you kit them out. And he's a stunningly gorgeous artist and a member of LGBTI community. So it's just got the most feel-good on top of feel-good. I've seen sneak peeks at the outfits. Douglas, they are stunning.
Give us a taste. Douglas can give us a taste.
Give us a taste. Well, I mean, I guess the interesting thing is that a lot of my work is based on sort of like experimental kit styles, and I've just finished doing a parade at the Oz Kink Festival, British Festival, where I sort of begged out a whole lot of blokes to make them look incredibly hot and sexy. And the whole idea of the spunk is to have that attitude at the older members of our community.
Douglas, are you so speaking through a handkerchief or something? We're having a bit of trouble hearing you here.
It would be a natural fibre.
I'm in Frankston. This could be the reason. I might just move out of the shed that I'm actually in, my sewing shed, if that makes any difference. Is that better?
Get out into the sunshine.
I'm getting out in the sunshine. Is that any better?
That is much better.
Cool. Must be the tin shed then. So basically, I mean, the kind of fabrication I'm doing is kind of based on those ideas about the sensuality and sexuality of materials. And so a lot of them are kind of big, like latex-covered, coated prints and very interesting concepts of that nature. And so I'm kind of really excited by the prospect of actually dressing these elders and see how they express themselves in my clothing.
Right, wow. And tell us, where have your models come from?
Well, models come from everywhere. They've been selected, I mean, the volunteers from... through Catherine's contacts and through other people's contacts, my contacts as well. I'm not exactly a young man either. So I do have sort of quite a lot of friends that are actually in that age group.
So we've got three gay men. The oldest, who's probably the oldest model in the fashion parade, is David, who's 88 years old. Wow. And adore. Everybody loves David.
Wow.
We've got a gorgeous woman with a trans history and a lesbian participating, who has come from WA to be part of it.
Wow.
And we've been letting them know that that Douglas has made clothing particularly for the models, and people are just really very moved and touched. And terribly, terribly excited. So we've got a photographer coming and a filmmaker, and we want to be able to share these images with everyone. And, you know, I think the thing, you know, if I think about the work that I've done in the past for Alice's Garage, I've done a number of LGBTI-specific events, and this feels to me like the next frontier. This is a mainstream event, and we are queering it up by bringing LGBTI elders, an LGBTI elders runway. And we've got a Bush Blokes runway, we've got a Gujarati Elders runway, Shipao, which is the Chinese silk dress, we've got a wedding runway. And so, you know, bringing LGBTI elders into that context is about saying, you know, we're here, we're queer, and we're not going away. And in fact, we're actually wearing Douglas McManus, so we're terribly proud of who we are. And in fact, it's not all about me as a Douglas, but Douglas is kitting me out as well too, and I see my outfit, and it's... Did you say it was a bit Yves Saint Laurent, Douglas?
It was very much like Yves Saint Laurent. I believe it's really tell you what you're wearing, but, you know, it's going to be pretty spectacular.
It will be spectacular, and the fashion parade is called Spunk. And I'm aware that that means something very different in the UK, but in Australia it's amongst
males.
Amongst males. So you're going to have to forgive us or play with us.
It'll make them watch, if nothing else.
It will gather people's attention. But it's about courage and grit and determination. And, you know, our LGBTI elders would not be here if it wasn't for their grit and determination.
Mm. I think it's an extraordinary thing to do, you know, Douglas and Catherine, because you're actually... Straight on, you're confronting ageism. You're confronting homophobia. You know, the fashion industry. I've had a bit to do with that in my work. It's certainly not generally something for the more mature person, and someone that isn't a size 3 and a bit, whatever it is. So, I think it's awesome. I think it's fantastic that you're doing it with all this other stuff, which people, you know, who are coming along, perhaps may not understand all of what... And they're going to go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like...
There are a lot of people out there who still, when they think about LGBTI people, they think about young people, and then they see the elders and they just go, of course, I'd forgotten about the elders.
Yeah, they get old.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody gets old.
Yes.
And I think the thing about fashion is it gives people hope. I mean, the stories of the Royal Commission into aged care, people hear about that and feel really anxious about their own futures and feel our futures are being taken from us. But with the fashion parade, people see the elders on the catwalk and then just go, that could be me. You've given me hope. I can now see the trajectory forward.
So, Douglas, you must feel, you know, providing so many of the outfits, you must feel this is pretty special. This is pretty unique.
Well, I'm very honoured to actually be invited to do this. This is such an interesting project. And, you know, as you're saying, in the fashion industry, you usually get, you know, your models are like size 3. And basically, geared to sort of like the fast fashion youth, mostly. But it's a great opportunity to kind of dress them.
I think you must be back in your tin shed, Douglas, because all we can hear is muffle, muffle.
I can understand him, Tass. Well, you need to get your ears waxed.
Well, perhaps I do, but it's not great for radio. Catherine, tell us when is the show on, and can people just turn up, or what are the arrangements?
The fashion parade is on. So Embolden is part of the Celebrate Ageing program. So if people go to celebrateaging.com and then to Embolden, they'll see the program for the two-day event. The fashion parade's on the Tuesday night. This is something that I have self-funded. I think this is a revolution that we need to have to challenge ageism in a way that's encompassing of everybody. And sometimes I find, and I'm sure the listeners would agree, sometimes that means you've got to step outside of the framework and actually make stuff happen. So I have self-funded it. So I'm sorry you can't turn up, but you could support us in any way you can. You can get on, make a donation.
Yep.
If you're an elder, the whole two-day event is $49. The two-day event for a wage person is $186. Come along and join us, support us in any way. We need your help.
Fantastic, fantastic. And can people just buy a ticket to come just to the fashion parade?
They can get onto Embolden and they can contact me.
Right, okay.
And we'll work it out.
Excellent.
How's that? Yeah, we'll work it out. And if there are LGBTI
it's
elders
that are out
there that want to
work,
come along,
but it can be
know.
Sorted.
It can. Look, Douglas and Catherine, I think this is awesome. I'm so proud we've had you on. I think this is a magnificent initiative. I won't be able to come along, but I really wish you well because I think it's such an important thing. It's really going to rattle a few cages, and that's that alone, it's worth it, but it's actually going to do some good. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mecca. And thank you, Douglas, for your beautiful, all the time and energy you put in is amazing. Very heartwarming. Thank you.
I'm going to look so excited about it. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be great. Look forward to it.
Great to have you both in the studio. Thank you very much for your time and best wishes with Embolden and the Fashion Parade. It sounds fantastic.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.